It sounds like it's ringing.
It is ringing. Then we should answer.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How do I know it's a sound? I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sounds like it's ringing.
So he should answer from that side. It's like a phone call. You call and then it rings. And then he must answer like a phone. Yeah, they have like his phone. Maybe you should hang up this call and call again.
Bring the devotees in, whatever is in, put everybody.
Siddhanti Maharaj published so what book?
Religion of the Heart.
Ah, good. But here is not that in the list. Uh-huh. Why not?
That book was published before Religion of the Heart.
Ah.
This book.
But now?
A new edition.
They published Nityananda Mahima Amrita.
Mm-hmm.
There is no idea. Uh-huh.
Looking very
yeah. That is not bad. But that book is good book, Maharaj.
Yes. Yeah. Very good.
Very good. I'm surprised Siddhartha Maharaj, which I composed it. few days before, some Vaishnav and Vishnupriya Devi, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, happy on this day, you can't. They are all very famous. You know Vishnupriya Devi, Bhushakya Mahaprabhu. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, a great Paramahamsa Vaishnava, born in Chattogram. He had a house in Navadvip and very rich man. Very, very rich, and he is like Vishwanu Raja. His incarnation of Vishwanu Raja, that telling. That means father of Radharani. And others, many. I am thinking few days, some think glorify of Pundarik Vidyanidhi because his character was extraordinary, not like General Vaishnava. He is a hiddenly maintaining his life as a king's style, always getting service from dear servant. And no one can understand who is he and what is his position in this Vaishnava tradition. He not showing anything. But few devotees like Nipunda, who is Mahaprabhu's dear friend, he knows the glories of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Mahaprabhu always calling him Pundarik Bap, my father, Bap, Pundarik. Pundarik Vidyanidhi come from Chattogram to Navadvip. He have big house. And so, beautiful arrangement there, that is extraordinary. Opulence. Gadadhar Pandit was so renowned nature. Gadadhar Pandit was incarnation of Radharani's bhav, great devotional mood, fully existing with Radharani, that property he have got. So Mukunda one day thinking, I shall take Gadadhar to Pundarik Vidyanidhi and give surprise. He has seen so many Vaishnavas and he has seen so many characters of Vaishnavas, but he never seen like Vidyanidhi. And he taken Vidyanidhi, to Vidyanidhi Gadadhar and told Gadadhar, I shall show you one Vaishnava today. But Gadadhar went there, paid Dandavat, and have seen Pundarik Vidyanidhi seated in a beautiful bed. There are so many opulence, beauty, and he is looking like king. 2 persons there, both sides, giving hand fan nourishment. Some person is massaging, and he is taking tambul. Tambul means pan. Pan, you know, eating pan. And dress is like king, curling hair, etc., etc. No tilaka. And Gadadhar surprised to see what kind of Vaishnava. All his bhog, all his opulent, he is enjoying with that. Vaishnava never doing that. What kind of Vaishnava? He have little disturbance. Not to tell anything, but he have no Shraddha so much. But Gadadhar giving honor to everyone, given Pundarik Vidyanidhi some honor. Mukunda understand. Then Mukunda wants to show the pure character of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Then he recite one sloka, Krishna Lila sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho Vaki Yamstana Kalukutam Jigangasaya Paya Yadav Prasadhi Levi Gati Nidhatru Chitam Tatanya Kangabhadayalum Saranangavajema. Whom shall I take shelter except Krishna? Krishna given mother's position to Putana. Why? He taken his breast, nipple. He taken his breast, nipple, and touch mouth and given him dhatruchitangatim. That means position as his mother. So this kind of merciful Krishna I have not worship him, my false attendant for the service of Krishna, it is false. It is not pure. I am cheating Krishna, not giving anything to him, but he given everything to everyone, even Putana have got the mother's position, Dhatru Chitanga Tatanna. And he taken poison to give Krishna for killing. But Krishna not considered like that. Krishna taken his nipple, breast nipple, and given mother's position. This kind of merciful Krishna. And he remember and was very much frustrated and freckled and taken his hair, throw everything, his dress, make and rowing and that courtyard inside of the room. And Gadadhar was surprised to see and hear that. Then Gadadhar feels, I have done much wrong, much offense to him. He is a great Vaishnava, I cannot recognize him. And Gadadhar was very shy to tell to Mukunda, Mukunda, what you have shown me, that is miracle and that is unusual and that is so dignitary, Vaishnava activity, what ordinarily we will get it. I make some offense to him, what shall I do? I am thinking, if I shall take discipling shelter, if I shall be his disciple, then my offense he not will take. Because Gurudev mercifully given excuse to the disciple. Disciple doing offense, Gurudev excuse that. I make offense, then I want to take shelter him. After some time, Pundarik become normal, and Mukunda said to Pundarik, this boy came and make offense to you. Now he wants to take shelter. Pundarik said, I am very fortunate, that boy I have seen and I recognize who is he. I must initiate him. Then Pundarik initiated Gadadhar Pandit. Then Gadadhar with Mukunda come back. And Pundarik stayed there. And after that, Pundarik met with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu embraced him as father. And Pundarik embraced him as his daughter, Radharani. This way, Mahaprabhu and Pundarik Vidyanidhi, this relation was formed. That Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Puri Dham. When he had seen Mahaprabhu taken his sannyas khetra, Puri Dham, he went to the Puri Dham. before that, what happened? Galadhar Pandit was intoxicated with Krishna prema and Mahaprabhu's prema. Then Galadhar forgot his mantra. It's also one kind of miracle. Galadhar Pandit forgot mantra. What we are morning, evening, noon, we are doing some japa. He forgot that. That means he was intoxicated with Mahaprabhu's prema and Mahabhava. And he cannot maintain his practicing process. One day he is asking to Mahaprabhu, "Prabhu, I forgot my mantra. Please you give me that mantra again." Mahaprabhu said, "No, it's not procedure." But after a few days, Pundarik will come here. You take again mantra from him. And Gadadhar done that. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was friend of Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar, very dear friend to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Every day morning, Swarup Damodar going to Pundarik Vidyanidhi's house in Puridham and taking him, going to see the Arati of Jagannath, morning Arati. But that day, Pundarik did not come out from the room. And Swarup Damodar calling Vidyanidhi, "Oh Vidyanidhi, come." He told, "I cannot go out, you come inside." And when Swarup Damodar gone inside in the room, he has seen Pundarik Vidyanidhi's cheek was a slab symbol.
Swollen.
And that swollen come through Jagannath and Balaram. Jagannath Balaram given slap to him much. And the hit him. And it is become very unusual. Then Swarup Damodar asked, "What happened?" And Vidyanidhi said, in the temple Jagannath, using Madhuva Bhasan, starchy cloth, very starch, for dressing, straight starchy cloth, and starch is not pure, worshipable matter. And Jagannath doing that, and I feel it. It is not law to use starch. Jagannath Parishata Maru Abhasan. And I think it is a wrong system of Jagannath temple. And Jagannath Balaram come in the night and told everything happening by wills of mind. And you are trying to correct it. Here, Marugavasan, my wills, my desire, my servitor, they are following. And who are you to tell it? What is your position? Get out from here and beaten. But they gone, but cheek, etc., swallow. And Sarvadhamma said, you are so fortunate that Jagannath direct given slap to you. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi also was very happy. The Jagannath make him claim his idea, make out. This I put not in Bhutan, the living with Mahaprabhu in Puridham. And after that, Pundarik Vidyanidhi disappear. And big festival they have done. It is miracle. His style as a Vaishnava character. No one can recognize him as a Vaishnava. General people will think he is a Bishoi. He is following the Bishoi. Enjoying with Bishoi. But actually not. He is fully intoxicated with the mood of Vrishabhanu Raja. And he has much affection for Mahaprabhu as a Radharani. And he came to Puridham and stayed there so long time. That is the Pundarik Vidyanidhi. The character of Vaishnava always not will follow our rules and regulations. We cannot recognize who is Vaishnava and who is not. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has written one poetry, Dushtamam Tumi Kisher Vaishnava Pratishtartar Nirjaner Bharitava Harinam Kevala Kaita. বৈষ্ণবের পাশে প্রতিষ্ঠা আছে চেতনায় জড়ের বৈভব তোমার প্রতিষ্ঠা শুকরের বিষ্ঠা তার সম কবু নামানো শ্রীদৈত দাস কীর্তনে আস কর উচ্চৈশ্বরে হরিনাম রব কীর্তন প্রভাবে স্মরণ হইবে সেকালে ভজন নির্জন শূন্য দে আর ডুইং নির্জন ভজন. But actually they are not doing bhajan. Their bhajan is false happening. It is very difficult to understand. Further, Mahaprabhu said not to criticize others, not to try to see the fault of others. You will see your situation and proceed on with humility, tolerance and giving honor to others. Very simple. 8 sloka Mahaprabhu given to us. You know that all sloka. Chirudat paramarchanam bhava mahadavagni nirbhavanam Sreyakvaidam chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam ఆనందాం బుద్ధివర్ధనం ప్రతిపదం పూర్ణాం దర్శాదనం sarva-atma sunapanaka-paranga-vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Necessary Sri Krishna Sankirtana and necessary to glorify Sri Krishna Sankirtana. And that is the fortunate soul's property. We will try to sing something. Check. Balanga. Narad Muni Bhajai Bina Radhika Ramana Name. This song, you know? Who knows? Full? You play Mridanga, no problem. Narada Muni Bajaye Bina Radhika Ramana Name.
Narada Muni Bajaye Bina Radhika Ramana Name.
This is glorification of holy name. It is Rupa Goswami Prabhu's composed. Narada Bina Jivana. That sloka, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur made Bengali translation in a poetry form, Kirtan poetry form. This is that. Narada Muni Bajaye Bina Radhika Ramana Name. Namo yamani udita hai bhakata gita same.
Bajaye Bina Radhika Ramana Name.
আমার মনে উদিত হয় ভগত গীত সামে
Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Thank you.
Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
Jai Guru Gorananda Bhai Govinda Sundar Ji ki jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhartha Goswami Thakur ki jai. Samaveda Vaishnava Mandal ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Sangha ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Math ki jai. Srila Madan Mohan Ji ki jai. Anandakati Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Bhagavan Mahaprabhu ki jai. Rupanandana Guru Varga ki jai. Pranam Sankirtan ki jai. Samaveda Vaishnava Mandal ki jai. Haridas Thakur ki jai. Om Puranandi.
The historic and special afternoon by your divine grace.
Hare Krishna.
Good evening. If you like, we can take your nebulizer.
Nebulizer time?
Yes, we're trying to go back to normal schedule, 6 to 10. So we're doing half hour before now and half hour before
okay.
Next time. Ranjit said it would be good.
Now 3:07.
Next time will be 6:30. We're doing half hour before until we're on 6 to 10. 6 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. That's the schedule Ranjit wants to maintain.
He's cooking chira?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I was cooking here. Once in time.
Huh?
Chira is ready. Whatever you want.
Good.
Oh, good.